Joining us now as they get ready for the Big East tournament, USF 19-12, 12-6 in conference, as they are the sixth seed getting ready for the Big East tournament, and their head coach Stan Heath joining us. Stan, first off, congratulations on a great season so far.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm really proud of what we've done so far, but we've still got some more work to do.
Absolutely. You know, when you look back at this season before we get into what's to come, how would you put this season so far into words?
Well, you know, we started off without our full slate of guys, and without Juwan Zapolo and Augustus Gilchrist and Collins, we were 6-5. But once we got healthy and we got into league play, I thought we really kind of found a way to play that was good for us, putting emphasis on defense and having a freshman point guard, Anthony Collins, who could just make our team go on the offensive end. And, we took care of business. We won at home. We won some tough games down the stretch here. And I still think we've got room for improvement.
USF basketball won 6 of their last 8, although losing on Saturday to West Virginia. You know, let's start with that crowd on Saturday. I was there. It was electric. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I think what we're seeing now is really the fans starting to gravitate towards this team. And what a great time heading into the end of the season, but with the new Sun Dome opening up next year. Let's start with the crowd. How did you think it was, Stan?
Oh, it was outstanding. We were so excited and wanted to play so well. I think we're a little bit tight just knowing that we wanted to lay it all out there for the fans who came out and supported us. The Saturday afternoon game and, you know, almost having about 10,000 people was phenomenal for our basketball program.
You know, did that maybe a little tight, maybe really pressing a little at the end, did that lead to those late turnovers in the game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the kids really wanted it bad, and we didn't make the best decisions, especially down the stretch and even throughout the game. And we missed a lot of layups. We had some easy shots that we have been making. We've been making high percentage shots pretty much throughout the Big East season. But late in the game, and even, you know, the clock management fouling down the stretch just wasn't typical of the way we've been playing.
USF men's basketball coach Stan Heath joining us here on 1010 CBS Sports. The commish with you. And, Coach, when we look at the team so far, as we said, 1-6 of the last 7 before Saturday's loss, you know, is your team a tournament team at this point without the Big East tournament, or you still got to make some noise in the tournament?
Well, I don't have the answer to that. I mean, there's a group of committee people that make those decisions, but I know our team is a team that can win in the tournament. I feel very strongly about that. I think we need to continue, just like everybody else that's, you know, kind of in, kind of out, you know, whatever it may be. You need to keep winning games. You don't want to leave any stones unturned. And, I think our team knows that we want to continue to play good basketball, and we want to prove ourselves in the Big East tournament as well.
How confident are you guys heading up to New York? Obviously, you've had a lot of success in the Big East this year, and now we're looking at possibly Rutgers or Villanova. You're undefeated against those teams this year. How confident is your squad?
Yeah, we feel good about ourselves. We feel like we play tough defense. We've got tough kids out there on the court. We also know that, you know, there's we can't have a lot of room for error. We don't play, you know, a game where we're scoring 80, 90 points and, you know, we can make a whole lot of mistakes. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we do a great job on both ends, offensively and defensively. But we feel good about where we are and the matchups that are in front of us.
Many analysts out there, Coach, are saying that this is a down year for the Big East. How do you respond to that?
I guess last year we were ranked the number one RPI conference in the country, and this year we're number two. So I guess we're down. We're number two instead of being number one. I mean, it's a great conference, and there's still great pass. We got the, you know, number two team in the country in our league, and, you know, it's not like they're just blowing everybody away. They're winning close games, and they're winning them. That's what matters. But, you know, I think everybody's going to have their criticism, and fair or unfair, and you just can't worry about it.
The one way to put all of the questions to bed and to guarantee your spot in a tournament is to go ahead and win the Big East tournament. Coach, good luck. Let's go get them and win a Big East title.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.